We're still talking about Gideon, one of God's great heroes of faith. When God found him, he was a hero in hiding. I want to read again part of the first verse of chapter 6 of the book of Judges. It tells us that the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. What evil did they do? What kind of evil were they involved in? The Bible says they worship Baal. In the Hebrew dialect, Baal means Lord and Master. And just as God predicted they would, the Israelites compromised with the local population, and they soon adopted the religious practices. The scriptures record again and again about Israel going after other gods. This phrase, of course, is metaphorical in the sense that Israel had left her true love, Jehovah, and had gone to worship other gods. But it also has a more literal meaning. Worship at a Baal shrine is nothing like worship in a church today. Worship at a shrine for Baal was an abomination to God. Women gave themselves to the temple as prostitutes, and men worshiped through blatant sexual activities with these temple prostitutes. There was nothing holy about it. It was a sensual religion, catering to fleshly appetites. God was infuriated. The anger of the Lord was hot against Israel. And God says, "Because this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, I will not drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died." The results of Israel's disobedience was God's absence and God's judgments. God would respond by raising up an oppressor who would afflict them, torment them, enslave them, or even overtax them. Israel would cry to God, asking for forgiveness, more to get rid of the oppressors than to reestablish a relationship with Jehovah. Then God would raise up a judge, a deliverer, somebody who would lead the people to victory. So ran the cycle: sin, oppression, repentance, a deliverer, and then back into sin. There was a few bright spots. There were men and women whom God raised up to lead Israel to victory and establish peace and godliness for at least a while. Some of those bright lights of this period was Deborah and Gideon. Gideon is the one we're talking about today. When God appeared to him and told him he had been picked to deliver Israel from the Midianites, he wondered how. In fact, he even wondered if this was really God talking to him. He wanted to make sure. So he asked for a sign. And he says, "Wait right here. I'll be back. I'm going to get you a present." So he did. He went and got a goat, some bread, some broth, and brought the present back to the messenger. The messenger told him to put it on the rock. He did. He said, "Pour the broth out on it." So he did. And the messenger took the scepter and touched the offering that Gideon brought. The fire consumed this. This was not an act of refusal, my friend. This was God's act of acceptance. What Gideon had brought was not only an offering, it was indeed a sacrifice acceptable unto God. For Gideon to bring this food was indeed a sacrifice. His family was poor. They were living in poverty. And the Bible says, the same night. I like that. God was striking while the iron was hot. God was directing Gideon while his faith was high, while Gideon had the assurance that this was truly God talking. God told him, throw down the altars of Baal that your father has built. Can you imagine that? Gideon's own father had built an altar to Baal. And he says, cut down the grove and build an altar unto the Lord your God upon the top of this rock, and offer a burnt sacrifice with the wood of the grove which you cut down. He did. The next morning, when the men of the village woke up early, and they saw that the altar of Baal was torn down, the grove was cut down, and a bullock was being offered upon the altar of God, they flew into a rage. They told Gideon's father, bring him on out. We're going to kill him. He has torn down our altar, and he has built an altar to the God of heaven. That is a capital offense to offend Baal. Gideon's father is smarter than the average bear. He told the men, if Baal be a god, let him seek revenge for his own self. If he be a god, you don't have to speak for Baal. You don't have to protect Baal if he's a god. A god can take care of himself. Well, while all of this was going on, the Midians and all the children of the east was assembling for battle in the valley of Jezreel. I'll get on that tomorrow. I want you to be with me.